And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all.
Thank now, you. Back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Are you going to fire the current FBI director, Christopher Wray, who you appointed?
Well, I can't say I'm thrilled with him. He invaded my home. I'm suing the country over it. He invaded Mar-a-Lago. I'm very unhappy with the things he's done. And crime is at an all-time high. Migrants are pouring into the country that are from prisons and from mental institutions, as we've discussed. I can't say I'm thrilled. I don't want to be Joe Biden and give you an answer and then do the exact opposite.
We're going to talk about
so
that.
So I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to say is I certainly cannot be happy with him. You take a look at what's happened. And then when I was shot in the ear, he said, oh, maybe it was shrapnel. Where's the shrapnel coming from? Is it coming from heaven? I don't think so. So we need somebody to straighten. You know, I have a lot of respect for the FBI, but the FBI's respect has gone way down over the last number of years.
Don't you have to fire him in order to make room for Cash Patel, yeah, but, if he is in fact confirmed?
Well, I mean, it would sort of seem pretty obvious that if Cash gets in, he's going to be taking somebody's place, right? And somebody is the man that you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. It amazes me how the local media ignores any kind of Trump news unless it's really, really, really bad news. This interview with NBC yesterday with this idiot DEI hire, Kristen Welker, Trump used her as a punching bag. I mean, just exposing the stupidity of her and NBC News and MSNBC, it's all the same. By the way, MSNBC is tanking so badly that Comcast, which owns Xfinity, which owns NBC and Peacock and MSNBC, it's all Comcast, all Commicast. There are reports that they're looking to sell, get rid of MSNBC. Wouldn't it be great if someone like an Elon Musk would buy it? Wouldn't that be just exquisite karma? I don't know if it's going to happen, but boy, I think that would be fantastic. All right, thank you so much for joining us. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And you get Stephen Novotny 5 days a week live, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network includes 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, an audio path of totality. In fact, that's the better way of saying it. Take two. The audio path of totality. Download that River Network app and then click River Talk. Now, right before the break, we were talking about, about Syria. And you might be thinking to yourself, Syria, man, this is the Upper Ohio Valley. This is the greater Pittsburgh tri-state area. There's some Syrians here. I know some Syrians that go to the Orthodox Church and this, that, and the other. But Syria? Well, there's a very interesting connection here. If you just joined us, first, you've missed some great radio in the first hour. The good news is that I'll be on until 9 a.m. Eastern today, plus the repeat of today's show Monday will be on Thursday, plus they're almost there, they're virtually there, regarding the rivernews.org site. And I think there's some beta stuff up there already with different parts of my show. So you can now access my show as a podcast in different segments on the rivernews.org site. So we are getting there. We're listening to you. You're clamoring. We need more Dimitri. We want to hear it more often. We want to make it more convenient, more everything. And so the management here at the Ohio Midland News Group is going, oh, I guess I got to spend some money on Dimitri. So that's what they are doing. But it's all because the pressure you're putting on them, demanding that you get more opportunities to hear me, which I appreciate greatly. I really do. Because otherwise, believe me, Mr. Deep Pockets would not be spending a dime on any of this stuff. So thank you very much for that. All right, back to Syria very quickly. And then we're going to segue into, a story that I saw also on 7. The headline, and let me put this up for our Facebook friends, because the stream, it's difficult for me to believe this, but there is Miller High Life releases perfume that smells like a dive bar. Let me read that to you again. Miller High Life, that's apparently a beer, releases perfume that smells like a dive bar. We will get to this. We will get to this. All right, but back to Syria. So really, really, really bad guy, part of a really, really bad family that's been running Syria for decades, this Assad guy. This is just terrible, horrible, terrible, terrible things. He's now overthrown by a group of rebels, revolutionaries, call them whatever the hell you will, which include people who've been affiliated with Al-Qaeda and ISIS. There are no good guys here when it comes to the government of Syria. You've got two sides that are both horrible, but in different ways. And yet the Biden administration is going, oh, this is great. They've overthrown the head of Syria. And so this group, we need to give them billions of dollars. He actually made this announcement. And so, as I said in the last hour, the Biden administration, the Democrats, frankly, the Democrats, and the Republican establishment, which funds all of this because they control the purse strings in the House, the uniparty of Democrats and establishment Republicans is saying this. Billions for Aleppo, billions for Angola. Biden was in Africa, and there's a country there called Angola, at least as my sources tell me it's in Africa. And he promised them $1 billion. So $1 billion or billions of dollars might be a better way of saying this for Aleppo, for Angola, but $750 for Asheville, North Carolina. When I tell you that they hate you, they really do. So now this thing with Syria. Why would the Biden administration, why would our government give a rat's ass about Syria, one way or the other? Well, I've got something for you from 2017. Hold on. I'm actually kind of proud of this, that I found this. All right. One reason why, a big reason why governments throughout the world, the United States and the UK and all that, hate Julian Assange, who is the publisher of WikiLeaks. The reason they hate him so much is not because he lies about them, but instead because he tells the truth about them. And I hope to God when Trump comes in office, first thing that he does is, of course, pardon every January 6th political prisoner. The second thing that I hope he does is give pardons to Snowden, to Assange, and to that Ross Ulbricht guy with Silk Road. That's just me. I'm just hoping against hope that somehow this will happen. But in 2017, this is again one reason why our CIA under Mike Pompeo actually was talking about how to assassinate Julian Assange, even though he hadn't been even charged with any crimes. Because what Assange was doing was telling us the truth about what our governments had been doing in our name in Iraq and in Syria and everywhere else. So in 2017, he was giving us the lowdown about Syria and what's really going on in Syria. It's a short clip, just a couple of minutes. It's an interview that he was doing. But the information, I think, is really, really interesting. And you're not getting this anywhere else. Nowhere else.
Be aware, but there is a serious conflict between... say Donald Trump, one of his strategic advisors, Steve Bannon, and other people around them, and the Central Intelligence Agency and some of the other U.S. security agencies. Quite a serious conflict where they are pushing to preserve their power,
right,
and make the president, you know, not change their policies that they want to keep. Mm. What's a prime example of that? I think it is the leading cause of this conflict.
Mm.
It is a policy on Syria.
Right.
The budgetary spend, the number one project of the CIA has been the overthrow of the government of Bashar al-Assad measured by the amount of their budget that they're spending. So they spend more of their budget on that than anything else.
Right.
So Trump has an electoral, you know, during his campaign, a policy of not overthrowing Bashar al-Assad, although I don't think he put it explicitly like that, but cooperating with Assad and the Russians to attack ISIS, which essentially means not overthrowing Bashar al-Assad.
Yeah.
So that's creating enormous problems for the CIA, because not only do they have people that have specialized in doing that and to risen to positions of power within the Central Intelligence Agency for doing that, but they've made extensive connections and alliances with Saudi Arabia, with Qatar, with Turkey, etc.
Yeah. 2017. One of the many reasons why Trump was having such a horrible time with the deep state, CIA and the rest. 2017, he's telling us this. And now Biden saying, oh, yeah, we're going to give them $1 billion or whatever the hell the number is, even though they know these guys are affiliated with Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And as soon as they get into power there, my guess is, and I hope to God I'm wrong, that the first thing these radical Muslims or jihadists are going to do is target the remaining Christians in Syria. The Middle East actually still has Christians in Syria and Lebanon and a few other places. My fear is that that's what's going to happen, because these are militant jihadists. But this administration is acting like, oh, this is great, this is wonderful, let's give them money. Like we give the Taliban money. It's the madness is difficult to overstate. It really is. Why does the CIA care so much about Syria? I have a theory. I think the reason is because it cares, for the same reason that it cares so much about Ukraine. I think the CIA and the deep state, the military-industrial complex, wants a war with Russia. What does Russia have to do with Syria? Well, quite a bit. The Russian Navy, the only port in the Middle East, that in the Mediterranean, that it can use or had been able to use, was Syria. It's the only one. That's why the Russians were backing this guy, Assad, and now why he is living in Russia. I think this is all about trying to start a war with Russia. I really do.